Ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast
Show. Super Bowl on today. We're looking for phone line experts. Phone line experts. 10:30 today, Australian time. It all kicks off.
That's right. It literally kicks off. And I literally know nothing about the Super Bowl. I mean, I know a little bit. Like, I know who's playing, but I don't really follow the NFL.
You gave it to us before, the two teams.
It's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Kansas City Chiefs.
And which one does Tom Brady play for?
Go the Chiefs.
He does not play for the Chiefs.
Go the Buccaneers.
And Pat and Mahomes as well. He's a great player too, right, Maz?
You know that. The Chiefs are going to win from what I have read. Reports say that odds are stacked in their favour.
When was the last time the Chiefs won the Super Bowl?
Ages ago.
Last year.
Yeah, see, 12 months ago.
Yeah, it was a long time, 12
That's
months.
It's been a really, really tough, long 12 months since the Chiefs won the Super Bowl last year.
If there's one thing Americans can do, it's sport. This is from the NFL Network, their game day intro.
Oh, baby. Yes, the football heavens where Steve Sable has made sure that the football gods and weather gods have all gotten together. There's going to be a championship held tonight. Knuckle up, Jets.
Here we go.
Knuckle
here
up.
We
are.
The gods have spoken.
They are very patriotic, the Americans. Like, bless. And so they should be. It's a big day for America.
13-10-60, some would say it's the biggest. We want your Super Bowl facts this morning. Mitch in Wagga, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, are you watching the game today, mate?
Oh, I wish I was. I've got to go to work, so I'll be taping it and staying off media and things like that. And, I'll get home tonight or this afternoon when no one else is home and sit down and watch it.
Yeah, you will.
And pretend it's live. Yeah. You can fast forward through all the timeouts that they take, which is great. So what do you know about the game that you can share with us as a phone line expert?
Oh, mate, look, I'm a big fan of sport and I'm a big fan of Tom Brady, you know, greatest QB to ever play the game. And he's outscored by his wife. His wife earns almost double what he does.
Yeah.
So he's worth, what, $180 million or something? And she's worth $400 million or something?
Ooh, Giselle. Yes.
He's really batting up, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah. So normally you don't see that in sport. Normally you see it's all glory to those who are playing.
Athletes.
True.
Fair enough. Tom Brady's got to be humble. So.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who does the dishes at home, do you think?
The maid.
Yeah, the maid. One of eight maids. In one of their eight sinks. Mitch, always a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, buddy.
Our mate Dane.
Oh, hey, Dane.
Dane.
Oh, hey, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Big day today. Doing well, thank you.
Good to have you back on, man. What's coming up after 9, Hit Riverina, after our show this morning?
Well, you know, got 9 minutes of the 90s, mate. The best music from the best decade.
Love
and then,
that.
The hits you love from then to now.
Beautiful. You've got that nailed.
And what's happening with the Super Bowl? What do you know about it, Dane?
Well, I'm actually a bit of a fan because there's nothing else to watch during the off-season here in Australia. So this is the very first year in Super Bowl history that a team playing is actually going to be playing in their home stadium, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Love that.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Great stuff from Dane.
In 55 years.
Is that in Florida?
Sorry, what was that?
Is that in Florida?
Florida.
Yeah, Tampa Bay, Florida.
What do they normally do, Dane? They just share it around the stadiums.
Yeah, they switch between the AFC and the NFC, the two conferences, and they go back and forth and they just play at big, random sort of stadiums. And the stadium they're playing at today, the Tampa Bay Stadium for the Bucs, it's actually got this massive sort of seaside village down one end and a massive pirate ship. So anytime the Buccaneers score a touchdown, they fire off a cannon.
Yes!
Oh, that's like at the Mariners game. They fire off a cannon when they score a goal. Yeah.
That's so cool.
And who's your tip for today? Is it Tom Brady or is it Mahomes? Who's taking this thing out?
I can't stand Tom Brady. He's a big petulant tile.
Oh, jeez.
I can't stand him. So hopefully the Chiefs go back to back. I'd like to see that.
Hey, Dane, do they fire a human out of the cannon?
Not during the game, Maz.
That would be cool, though.
If Tom Brady was to win his, I don't know, 8th championship ring or something like that, I'm sure he'd be asked to get fired out of the Tampa Bay cannon.
Okay.
And can we fire you out of a cannon at some point this year, Dane? You know, FM radio,
mate,
that's
like
what we do.
Javelin. I wouldn't land in the stadium. I'd end outside of it somewhere.
You are tall.
I'm extremely streamlined.
Dane, great
Thanks,
to have you
buddy.
On, man.
Good to talk to you.
Catch Dane on Hit River Arena after us this morning.
Oh, we've got Natalie. Hey. Oh, Nat. No, your phone. Maybe phone line expert.
Yeah, she's fallen off. Can't top Dane's fact. You there, Nat?
Yeah, hello.
Oh, hey, what do you got
Dylan.
For us?
How are you?
We're good, mate.
Good.
That's good. Sorry, I've got bad service, apparently.
You do, which is ironic because you're a phone line expert, yeah. But you can't even get a good phone line.
What's your Super Bowl fact?
It's the second biggest day of American eating.
Eating? Is it second to Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
There we go.
And they estimate that they eat 1.4 billion chicken wings over the weekend.
Whoa.
Wowzers.
A lot of dead
chooks. Natalie, how do you know this?
I like chicken wings.
In the lead up to Valentine's Day, escape my love. You can run, you can hide.
That was amazing, by the way.
But you cannot escape love.
I feel like I'm about to go on a date. I'm so nervous. Why am I so nervous?
I love it.
Because we're facilitating potential true love. We met Rick on the show on Friday. He's 39. He's a builder. He loves surfing in the outdoors. And according to him, he has a great back.
Great guy with a great back. I've really got a good feeling about Rick.
I do too.
Yeah.
And this morning we have paired, potentially, Rick up with a lovely lady who's 34. Her name's Colleen. She's a hairdresser. She loves beach paddle boarding.
Their hobbies and interests really do match up, I feel.
And their personality traits too. So we have them both on the line this morning. They haven't had a conversation, but they're about to, and we're all going to witness it.
Who are we going to say good morning to first, Maz? Who do you want to meet first?
Well,
let's go Rick, because we've already had him on
to
once.
Rick. Hey, buddy, how was your weekend?
Oh, really good, thanks. Oh, how are you guys?
We're amazing. So we have Colleen on the other line. Hi, Colleen.
Hi.
So, Colleen, meet Rick, and we'll just leave it to you guys to get to know each other for, I don't know, a little while.
Hi, Colleen, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Rick?
I'm very well, thanks. It's a bit of an odd experience, this, isn't it? Sorry, feel a bit thrown to the wolves with that intro.
Everything's funny.
Yeah, I know. Well, I guess that's the best way to take it, isn't it?
Yes. So you have a nice back, I've heard.
Oh, yes.
I know about you.
Yeah, I know. I do. I love the beach. What about yourself?
Okay. All right. Well, I do like a nice back, so that's a start.
what else? Yeah.
What else do you do?
Well, I've on the weekend, we've got like a hobby farm, so I went and was riding motorbikes and stuff like that too, so
that's
a bit of fun. Yeah.
I like all of that too.
Excellent. You like outdoors and activities and little getaways? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah, I know. That's my philosophy. Work as much as you need to so you can go and enjoy the better things in life.
Exactly.
Sparks are flying here,
gosh,
guys. I've really got to say.
Get out the fire hose and cool everybody down a bit.
Things are going very, very well between the two of you. You sound compatible via voice. I will say that.
Okay.
I mean, you both sound amazing together.
Lot of laughing.
Lot of laughing.
A lot of nervous laughing.
Right.
But laughing's good.
Super nervous.
I do love their celebrity crushes too. Colleen, your celebrity crush is Gerard Butler.
Yep.
I will say, Ricky, you look very Gerard Butler-esque.
Oh, no, I don't know about that.
And Olivia Wilde is Ricky's celebrity crush.
There you go.
There you go. So,
okay. Well, you guys have met, clearly hit it off, and now it's time for you to decide if you are going to dine or dash.
Don't say it right
don't
here.
Don't say it now.
Because we're going to go to a break.
Of course we're going to go to a break.
Yeah,
we're going to speak to you individually
yep.
off air, and then we will come back
Okay.
With the result.
Can I just say from my behalf, I don't know what you're feeling here, Maz, but I'm feeling this.
I'm really feeling it.
I feel like the matchmakers have really done well here.
We also don't want this to fail.
Yeah.
So.
No pressure, guys.
No,
look, it is called Dine or Dash for a reason. You get the say. So we'll go to a break. We'll chat to you both individually and we'll find out whether we're dining or dashing next.
Gaundy and Maz.
Valentine's Day, just around the corner.
Yeah, it is.
We're meeting singles on our show this week.
Yes, we are trying to help people find love.
Still time to register as well, hit.com.au.
Oh, yeah, get on board that.
We've got Rick and Colleen here this morning. They've just met on the air.
Sparks flew.
I feel it. I was feeling it.
I was vibing it.
Now, they are still on the phone with us together. We spoke to them individually in the break. We're about to play that audio, but just very quickly... How are we feeling, Colleen?
I'm good.
You're good. You're waiting in anticipation to see if he dines or dashes.
Yep.
And Rick, yourself?
Yeah. No, I'm feeling really good too.
Okay, feeling good too. I'm feeling good. Gaundy, how are you feeling?
Feeling good, yeah.
Okay, we're all feeling pretty good.
This is good stuff so far. Ticking a lot of good boxes. All right, let's see what was said in the break, guys. Here's how it went down with Colleen. Colleen.
Hi.
How are you feeling? Are you flustered?
A little bit.
What do you think, mate? I mean, our point of view, Rick is a catch.
Yeah, he seems like a bit of a catch.
Are you going to dine or dash?
I'm down to dine.
You're down to dine. Okay, this is good to know. That's one to dine. Does Rick dine or dash is the question,
though. He has to agree. Otherwise, the date doesn't happen, guys.
That's right. Let's see what Rick had to say. Don't let the team down. Rick.
Hi.
Hey, mate, how you feeling?
Good. Excited?
Yeah.
Good, yeah.
Great.
Sparks were flying, did you feel?
Oh, it's just easy to chat. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a bit of fun, bit of giggling.
Here's the big question. Rick, are you going to dine or dash?
I would like to dine.
No! We have two diners.
Guys, the date is happening.
We have two diners, guys.
Colleen and Rick.
Yes.
Guys,
this is good, man.
You're going on a date.
I'm feeling this hard.
Excellent.
How exciting, excellent.
Yeah, great.
Cool. Okay. I don't know any further details. I have no more information other than you're both lovely and you're both going on a date. Congratulations.
Okay, so the first one is off to a flying success. You guys will be dining together. We have put Colleen's profile up on our socials. So you've already seen Rick's if you've been there. Colleen's is now up there too. So you can go see Colleen. Rick, you can go see Colleen too. Or did you have a sneaky look in the break, did you?
Yeah. Okay, great.
There you go. Because you've gone in pretty blind on this, Rick.
I have.
He's gone in blind on the radio date.
Trusting his gut.
Hit New South Wales it. Breakfast is where Colleen's profile is right now. Good luck, guys. We'll follow this up. When's Valentine's Day? Is it Sunday? This Sunday.
You should know, Gaundy. You should be ordering Jamie some amazing bouquet of flowers and cooking her brekkie in bed.
Producer Matt, as the producer of this show, if you can please arrange us both some flowers for Valentine's Day, that'd be great, mate.
Gaundy and Maz. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Super Bowl on this morning. We've got the BBL final from over the weekend. Maz, so much sport
it's
in
so
the show today.
So much sport.
Today.
My head's exploding.
So you would have missed this over the weekend. The Sixers went back to back.
Final ball of Big Bash 10. It's smashed away on the leg side, but it doesn't matter because the Sixers have gone back to back. They are pumped. It's their third title and best of all. They've knocked off their arch rivals. Cue the party in Sydney.
Which hurts me a little bit because I am a Scorchers fan, being from Perth.
Ouch.
But also
ouch.
Mates with this guy right here. So Justin Avendano from the team. He joins us right now in the studio. Hello,
hey,
mate.
Buddy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Still wearing the medal.
Of course. Haven't taken it off.
Brought a hat in for me as well. And I was like, oh, you're too kind, man. He goes, nah. That's it's actually for my dad. If you just want to get a photo with it and hand it back. BBL 10 champs back to back. How does it feel, mate?
It feels incredible. It's been a long road. It's been 9 weeks without seeing friends or family. So it made the whole thing really sweet, getting the victory at the end.
That's so cool, man. And so, like, you play, you're on the road, you're away, you're with your teammates, and then it all comes to this screeching halt after you've won, which is fantastic. But what happens now? Is it back to, like, normal life?
Yeah, back to a half normal life. So we've got games in South Australia, in Canberra in a couple of weeks. Okay. And then it's back to a normal life. Going to enjoy a nice long pre-season or off-season.
Yeah.
And just get back to work.
Now, I've got to ask, and Justin, forgive my ignorance, I'm not a huge cricket nut, as you may have been able to understand about me. But, like, what sort of training do you guys do?
During the season, it's not a whole lot because you play sort of every 2 to 3 days. So it's a lot of rest.
So your training is just playing cricket?
Yeah, I think we maybe train maybe 7 or 8 times throughout the 9 weeks just because you're playing back to back. So you need the rest days and then you also need to recover after a win.
Sounds like a really good Gaundy sport, a lot of rest.
I'm down with that. Just not any good, unfortunately. I'd love to play. I love a bit of backyard stuff, but just never converted into the... Because you know what? If you're not very good, Maz, when you're playing local cricket, and I encourage everyone to do so, you end up batting down the order, you end up fielding all day. You're not that involved unless you're pretty good, right?
Yeah, you don't want to be that guy who bats eight and doesn't bowl.
Exactly.
Because then it's just miserable in the field.
Right. And that was me.
So did your love of cricket, Justin, start, like, was it Kanga cricket in the backyard when you were a kid? I feel like everyone plays Kanga cricket.
Yeah, I started as a bit of a mistake. I went to a mate's house when I was like 10 years old. And he's like, oh, I got cricket trials. I'm like, what's cricket? And he's like, well, just come down and watch me. And then one of the parents was like, hey, you want to go have a run? And I was like, yeah, okay. And that's how I got started into cricket. So
you're pretty good from the get-go?
No, I was shocking. I had a good coach, apparently.
Oh, wow, that's super interesting.
Tell me about the celebrations over the last couple of days, because you got the win on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And then what's been happening the last 48 hours with the team?
Yeah, well, I only just got back late last night, so I had to wait a while to sober up to drive home.
Yeah.
But we stayed on the ground till about 2 a.m.
That must be cool, though. SCG to yourself.
It was incredible.
Awesome.
It was honestly incredible. We were just recreating scenes. There was wrestling. There was drinking games. We just soaked it all in. And then
lads.
Your scene, Maz.
Yeah, and then with COVID, we had to go back to the hotel. So because there was a few players in the Aussie team, so we weren't allowed to mix with the crowd yet or anything.
Then
we watched the replay and just drank most of the night.
On the big screen at the SCG?
No, back at the hotel.
Back telly from the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, so everybody was fully closed still. A few players were still in their spikes, and then we ended up walking down to... the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I saw that.
At like 6 a.m. So I missed that bus. I was well and truly in bed.
Yep.
And then we're off to the Clovelly Hotel.
Oh my gosh, it's just endless.
Back early in the morning. So
okay, and Zoe in sales, your fiance.
Yes.
I saw she was getting rowdy in the box too, so she's had a good time.
Anywhere where there's free drinks, she's happy.
She's there.
It sounds like you guys are a great match.
Oh yeah, perfect.
Have you not seen each other throughout the bubble though? Because you can't mix.
No,
right?
So no.
Was last night the first time in how long?
She came down to Canberra for our Canberra game, so we had to wave her at the crowd there. But yeah. Yesterday was the first time we've actually been able to touch each other for a while.
The reunion.
Doesn't sound that bad, but it was a really nice night.
Well, mate, congratulations. It's all happening for you over the last few days. The medal is great. You played last year. Have you got the back-to-back?
Yeah, I got the back-to-back. Got it framed in the house. This one will be joining it.
How good, man.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to have a winner in the studio. Not that we're not, but, you know, like an actual legit, you've got a medal to prove it.
Yeah. That's all I need. Just a medal.
Do I actually have to hand this hat back?
Yes,
I've got to say,
I'm so sorry.
It feels right.
We'll get a photo for a lasting memory.
Justin, congrats, man. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you very much.
Go the Sixers.
Guys, I've lied to my family.
That's all right. We all do it.
So, do we?
Yeah.
I'm not a liar. I'm not a very good liar, but I have lied to part of my family. And here is why. This is what happened. So the good old family, we got together for my cousin's 40th birthday. Happy birthday, babe. Welcome to Club 40. And we're a pretty tight-knit family. And I volunteered to make a birthday cake. I am the family baker, and I pride myself on making these epic creations for family birthdays. So I said, look, we were going out for a Thai dinner at a Thai restaurant. I was like, I'll make an amazing cake and bring it along and we can have that for dessert. It's going to be brilliant. It's so, cannot wait.
Do you tie it into the Thai theme at all or is it just sort of eat Thai?
It was just eat Thai and then I asked her what she wanted in a cake and then I kind of make a creation.
What did
she
want?
Conjure up. So she wanted lots of chocolate. She was like, chocolate, everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to make this. I was going to make this like three-tier thing. I started brainstorming what I was going to do, put some fresh berries in there, maybe smear some Nutella between the layers of cake. Anyway, so we get to the day of the dinner and my mum came over to our place early and then we drove mum down to the restaurant. So we picked mum up about an hour and a half before the dinner and we're chatting and Henry's there and mum's chatting to Henry and then mum looks at me and she goes, oh, darling, you're just so generous offering to make a birthday cake and I just can't wait to see what you've come up with. And I was like, oh, crap. I forgot to make the birthday cake. Oh, no. And so it's an hour and a half before we're going to this restaurant. I've promised the whole family that are attending that I'm going to make some ridiculous creation and I'm started stressing out. I'm like, Mum, I totally forgot to make a cake. I've had so much going on. Henry hasn't been sleeping. I've overcommitted. Then I started feeling bad. So what I decided to do, Gaundy, I went to the supermarket. I went to the supermarket and I bought two sponge cakes and I schlepped them together. This took me 10 minutes to make with some cream and some fresh berries. And then I made it look really pretty and then I took it to the restaurant and I just told everyone that I made it.
I'm here to say, brilliant. That is how you do it.
Do you know what the worst thing was? That is how you do it. Do you know what the worst thing was? My cousin, she came and sat next to me to have the dessert because she thought that I'd made it from scratch.
Yeah.
And she was like, Maz, this is the most amazing cake. It tastes incredible. How do you do it? It must have taken you hours and I'm there like shoveling cake into my mouth going, oh no, babe, like it's no big deal. I really just shoved it together at the last minute kind of thing.
You made the birthday. That's what you've done.
Look, if it's she's fine. Listening now, she knows that I'm a complete fraud.
So you didn't own up to it at the time.
I didn't. And I even said to my mum, I was like, should I tell everyone at the dinner that things got away from me? And she was like, no. She's like, just lie. It's fine. So I blame my mother for encouraging me to lie, who, mind you, was laughing so incredibly hard at the table while I was telling everyone that I'd made this cake. And she's the only person that knew that I didn't. And Glenn, obviously. Well, but he's got a great lying face, so it's fine.
Works for him. Hey, so you can't grab a mud cake from Coles or Woolies, can you? People know that too well.
That's
why
so
you had
I did
to buy something that you could sort of disguise as your own.
Yeah, I really did. So it's like 13, 10, 60. Did you pass something off as your own, as homemade, when you know deep down it wasn't?
Well, I say it's the only way to do it, to be honest. I did it with a first date with Jamie and I, which I'll get to next, yes.
Really?
And I think this sealed the deal for me. I think this is where Jamie went, that's the guy for me, but it was all a bit of a...
It's a bit of a facade. It's a lie, big yes. old fat lie on your first date.
Which I'll get to
your
next.
Your marriage is a sham.
For 13, I'm fine with a sham. That's all right. I can keep the sham going for as long as I need to. 13, 10, 60. Our caller of the week, $500 at Boohoo Active.
Oh, my gosh.
The Boohoo Active wardrobe worth $500
that's
for our
amazing.
Caller of the week this week, and we could get it with this.
Gaundy and Maz.
When have you passed off something else as your own?
Oh, it just feels a bit icky to me, but I did do it. I promised that I would make my cousin a magnificent birthday cake creation for her birthday, and then I legit forgot.
I love it.
And an hour or so before the dinner, my mum was like, darling, you're amazing for making the cake. And I'm like, what cake? Let's go to Woolies. And so I bought the sponge and I kind of slapped it together and it looked homemade, but I definitely didn't. I just put a bit of sponge together and I feel wrong.
All right, let's go to your cousin right now, 131060, who joins us, who you didn't reveal the news to.
Lol.
I did this when I first started going out with Jamie because I can't cook.
First date, though.
Well, first home cooked date where I said, come round and
I'll
cook
you dinner.
Yeah, I'll cook you dinner. It's
and
nice.
What did you buy?
I went down to the local Italian restaurant and got some gnocchi. And
Gnocchi.
Gnocchi, yes.
Gnocchi.
So I get the gnocchi home and I get the pans out and I turn on the stove and I get the pans cranking. And I pour the gnocchi into the pans so that when she comes around, it's already cooking.
Yeah.
I got garlic bread from the Italian joint. I put that in the oven.
Yeah.
Switched on the oven just before she came around and claimed it as if I had made the gnocchi from scratch. I dirtied up a couple of the chopping boards. I went all out.
Are you joking? Okay, you really went there.
And she said, this is amazing.
Of course it is, because you didn't make it.
We've been together ever since.
When did you tell her that you'd bought the meal? Like, how was it that night?
Yeah, I revealed it at the end of the night. I said, you know that dinner that you love so much? Did not make it.
Oh, no.
She was actually more impressed with the effort that I went to get the stuff than she would have been if I just made the meal.
That is a major effort. And also, you were honest.
And that's the other thing, too.
I think
too.
That was definitely, unlike me, just lying to my family.
You're one of those people. Let's go to Tom in Griffith on 131060.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Oh, what's your story, buddy?
Oh, look, very similar to yours. I was a young man. It was probably about 20-odd years ago. I was a young man and a girl I had my eye on. It was her 18th birthday and, you know, maybe me trying to be the win some brownie points, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
She said to me, "Oh, it's my birthday, and you know, can you make me a pavlova?" And
tough. Pavlova's not easy.
Well, I just finished my chef apprenticeship.
Oh, putting you to the test.
Jeez, you should have made a snow egg.
Yeah.
So at that time, I was like, "Yeah, of course I can." And I went to make it, and making a pavlova with you know, whipping up egg whites, you've got to be smack on clean with all your equipment, otherwise it just flops. And on this occasion, she flopped all right. It was the biggest flop I've ever done. And a bit like your story, Mads, running out of time, I couldn't do it, and I couldn't fess up that I buggered it. You know, she was so keen on a pav for her birthday, so I went down to cheesecake shop and bought the pav.
Yeah, you did.
And it was immaculate.
Did she love it?
She loved it.
Yeah. Success. Yep. Again.
Did you tell her that you bought it from the cheesecake shop?
Well, funny you should say that. At the time, no. I bought it home from the cheesecake shop, and my biggest worry was that it was still in the cheesecake shop box. I had to find a Tupperware container big enough to fit it in. Luckily, Mum had one, which I was able to grab.
Amazing.
And put in there. And now, there's probably... we're still friends. Nothing ever occurred from the birthday party. The pav wasn't the... road to love, but anyway, 20 years later, still friends, and she recently gave birth to her second kid, and I actually wrote her a message saying, "Hey, you know, congratulations, but by the way, your 18th birthday pav, I bought it from the cheesecake shop."
You only just told her?
The guilt's
20,
been
20 years later,
the yeah. guilt's been eating later. Him up for 20 years.
What did she say?
She said, "Well, I kind of thought it was
too good.
I thought it was fake because your cooking was shit, was crap." And, but I didn't want to say anything on the night because I knew you'd gone to a lot of effort to at least get that. So we've both been living with a bit of a furphy for a while.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great though? Don't you feel good to just get it off your chest? And now you know that she thought that your cooking was terrible, and she knew that you were a fraud.
If anything, it pays to lie in all these situations. It always seems to pay off.
Oh wow!
You ready? Gondi and Maz, the hit, rank the show.